being held.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, open Wednesday to Monday and proudly serving Portland since 2007. Bar Carlo is a neighborhood cafe featuring from-scratch cooking made with fresh ingredients. Lunch provided by Aviv, located at 1125 Southeast Division Street. Open daily for lunch and dinner, Aviv serves vegan-friendly Middle Eastern cuisine. Dinner provided by Boke Bowl with two locations, 1028 Southeast Water Ave and 1200 Northwest 18th at Northrop. Boke Bowl serves ramen with handmade noodles, unique slow-simmered dashis, and more. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland, and we are in the middle of our membership drive. You can contribute by securely online by going to kboo.fm or by calling 877-500-5266. Coming up next to Stage and Studio, it's a one-hour special respect to Aretha Franklin. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and PD Expendables Stage and Studio Supplies. PD Expendables specializes in sales and rentals for film, photo, and theater productions, featuring lighting, paint, grip tools, and more. More information by phone at 503-887-5880. Online at pdexpendables.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Ingalls. I was probably 10 years old in 1967 when I heard Aretha Franklin for the first time, when her voice blasted out of an AM radio with an insistence that I could somehow feel, but at only 10, couldn't quite completely understand. What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it. What could she be talking about? Whatever it is, I thought, it sounds like she knows it, and it sounds like she owns it. I'm Paul Ingalls, reflecting on the career of Aretha Franklin, born in 1942, passing in August of 2018. We'll call this hour Some Respect for Aretha. She earned it early and often in a performing career that spanned over six decades. You'll hear today some top music writers pitch in their tributes, along with some amazing Aretha Franklin performances.
I'm Ashley Kahn. I'm a music journalist and author here in New Jersey. Well, one of the very first steps that you can trace the coming of Aretha with is, of course, when she was all of 15, 16 years old and recording for Chess Records. And they simply put up the microphones in a church where she was performing. And her version of Precious Lord has a maturity, a confidence, the interaction with the churchgoers at that service all speaks to the amazing level that she had achieved even by the age of 15, 16 years old.
Your child won't own. And when my way is on.
A mature performer. She was someone who knew how to inhabit a song, and she was someone who knew how to get to an emotional truth that was very, very authentic, which is really what, you know, great gospel music is all about. It's about bringing this incredible authenticity, this sincerity that connects with people instantaneously. And you don't have to be, you know, a churchgoer. You don't have to be black. You don't have to be anything but human to hear that soulful quality, that deep, deep connective, you know, force that she had in her voice at such a young age. Had she remained in the church, she would have been another Mahalia Jackson, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, someone on that level. And we would have been celebrating her just as much.
Hi, my name's John Kreuth, and I've written a few books about Roy Orbison and the Beatles and Ross Unruly Kirk and Townes Van Zandt. The combination of gospel and soul, it was just so powerful. It was just, she had a message in her music. And I am not a Christian, but William Blake, Reverend Gary Davis, and Aretha Franklin certainly have taken me down that path. Amen.
She never left the church, and the church is always in her best secular work, always.
When, you know, Aretha, with her father's blessing, by the way, makes the decision to become a professional entertainer in her, you know, late teens, early 20s, she's being modeled after Nina Simone. You think about Dionne Warwick, you know, who are just establishing themselves in the early 60s. And they're kind of the proto-soul singers. And Columbia Records, to which Aretha was signed at the time, is also trying to find her proper role, her station, if you will. And one of the tunes that always does it for me, that really kind of brings to the front her ability to handle non-gospel, non-worshipful music, is a tune called Today I Sing the Blues. She obviously felt very close to this tune because she came back to it when she signed with Atlantic Records and, you know, had her soul explosion in the late 60s. And it just is one of those tunes that could be so pedestrian, but she brings it to another level.
It strikes me kind of funny love can be this way. We were lovers last night, honey, but I'm alone again today. And it strikes me kind of funny how fate can be unfair. I come out on the losing end in every for me that I should be the one to always lose.
I'm Ann Powers with NPR Music. David Remnick wrote in The New Yorker about Aretha Franklin's musical intelligence, and I think that is such an important part of her legacy. She was an incredibly athletic singer. She certainly dazzled us with her power and her high notes, but every high note she would hit had a reason. Every phrase she gave us had a logic to it, and that logic was the logic of emotional intimacy. Her songs, her readings of songs are the most tender and insightful stories about the way we live with each other, the way we love, essential human experiences. And it is Aretha's way of singing that provides that insight.
I don't want nobody
Aretha Franklin's Dr. Feelgood. More from our program, Some Respect for Aretha, when we continue after this break.
How lucky were we to live during the time when voices like Aretha Franklin were really uplifting all of us. My name is Ray. I'm here with my friend Ani, and we're back at the KBOO Fall Membership Drive asking you to help continue to support your community radio station where news and public affairs programming, some of which is more oriented towards the arts, if you will, is a mainstream. So please call us at 877-500-5266 and let your voice be heard.
Absolutely. You know, because in fact, it's sort of a holistic public affairs program as we look at hard news, actions that are happening, climate justice, human rights, civil rights, what's happening with our democracy and voting and fascism and all of that. And we also look at the literary arts and poetry and music and performing arts, because we know that even as times are really, really challenging, we, especially during those times, need the arts, need the performing arts, need voices like Aretha, you know, keeping us together. And her loss, you know, so recently has just really hit many communities so hard. So we spend this hour paying tribute to Aretha this morning. And we are looking for your support here at KBOO because we know you value not only the hard news and information, the analysis, thought, opinion, and commentary, but also our arts programming, all about the performing arts, fantastic music, and poetry, literary arts, all of these things we bring you. Please, once again, this is your moment to become a member of KBOO Community Radio right now. You do it easily by dialing 877-500-5266 and say yes to your community. I want to think about saying yes to the community to the tune of about a dollar a day. Can you step forward and be a hero for KABU? Can you step forward with your dollar a day contribution, $30 a year, or $30 a month, $360 in a year? If you think about what you get with KABU, you know, so much more than, you know, a corporate newspaper thrown at your porch. I'm just going to say we have so much connection to your community, whether it's news and investigative reporting, the arts, what's happening in the local music scene, what's happening in the national scene that organizes around pro-democracy efforts or civil rights efforts, what's happening in your own backyard. KABU has that all for you. So please become a member of KABU. Step forward. Become a hero for KABU right now with a dollar a day, $30 a month. Think about that, and please then make that commitment and do it. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. When you are giving that level, please let us thank you with this fabulous KABU hoodie. It is a wonderful way to keep warm this fall. And actually, if you want to contribute a dollar a day, if you're able to do that, we would love to gift you the hoodie and the beanie, the KABU knit cap, as a wonderful sort of I'm ready for fall now package deal. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
And Ani, when you think about it, that dollar a day, what does that work out to? Maybe four lattes a month? We can all do without those four lattes. We should drink a little bit of water and keep our community radio station vibrant and on the air. So call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and hit that donate button. But become a member and keep voices like D. May Roberts and Joseph Gallivan alive and in your ear. Keep up to date on not only what's going on in the important world of politics, but the equally important world of culture. We need some culture to separate us from, maybe separate us from Washington. But in any event, what you want to do is pick up that phone, give us a call, 877-500-5266. A dollar a day will get you the ultimate fashion statement here in town, the KABU beanie and the KABU hoodie. Show your support for your community radio station in style. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm and click on that donate button.
That's right. Stay warm while the fall comes, as it's been raining this morning. It's so beautiful. It's a wonderful fall. It feels like fall morning. And how appropriate, as it's our fall membership drive. And this is that time to jump on into your KABU community at 877-500-5266. I also want to invite you to come on down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Come on in. Let us give you a tour of KABU. You can see how radio is made. You can think about how you might want to get even more involved. It all starts with your contribution at 877-500-5266. In person, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, just off the corner of Burnside on Southeast 8th, or perhaps online. Go ahead and join us that way at kboo.fm. However you can do it, just reach back in, connect, and become a member of KABU right now. 877-500-5266.
Take me to heart, I'll always love you.
I'm Paul Ingalls. This is Some Respect for Aretha. Aretha Franklin, who was born in 1942 and passed away in August of 2018. More from our panel of music writers, including Rob Bowman, an instructor and writer from Canada. He talks about those days when Jerry Wexler of Atlantic Records sat her down at the piano to record some of her most impressive sides.
And Wexler, when he signed her to Atlantic, he really wanted to take her back to the church. You gotta remember, Aretha had recorded a gospel record when she was 16. So he felt if he took her into a studio, let her work up a head arrangement instead of having these pre-done charts with a big band and strings like Columbia had been doing, and most importantly, put her at the piano. Let her direct the session. He knew what kind of musician she was. You know, people often think of vocalists as somehow not musicians. And it might be true of a few of them, but the great vocalists were also great musicians, whether or not they played an instrument or not. They understood music inside out, and Aretha did, and she played. And when she played piano and led a band again, it was transformative. It would change the band, and it would certainly influence her vocals. And Wexler's move was a piece of brilliance. The way she uses her breath on the breakdowns and I've Never Loved a Man are so sensual, and I don't mean that in a crude way. I mean so sensual in terms of just experiencing it in a sensual manner.
You're no good heartbreaker. You're a liar and you're a cheat. And I don't know why I let you do these things to me. My friends keep telling me
is a woman, a human being who can transform and take any moment and put it on a different level. And that can only be good for anybody in any situation.
I'm Gwen Tompkins, and I am the host of Music Inside Out, a weekly public radio music program that airs from New Orleans. When Aretha Franklin came to public notice, you know, with I Never Loved a Man, that album, it really was as if, you know, a new sun had been created in the firmament. I mean, you know, this was a voice and an attitude and a perspective that was so needed in this world at this time and in this universe at this time.
You better.
Franklin gave people a vocabulary, you know, with which to discuss what it's like to be a woman. You know, before then, the radio was a lot of love songs written by a lot of very nice writers, and also, you know, a lot of girl groups who are, you know, who were singing about whether boys like them or not, or that sort of thing. But Aretha Franklin was, she was a grown woman very early in life, and so she communicated grown-up ideas about life and, you know, I mean, trying to be a woman in a modern world, and oftentimes trying to be a woman in a world in, that didn't necessarily venerate women, at least not to the degree that, that men were venerated. And so there was something about the way that she sang and the songs that she chose to sing, to write and sing, you know, that communicated, you know, this very feminine desire, you know what I mean, to have strength and tenderness at the same time, and to experience real longing in life and real passion in life, you know what I mean, and to also, you know, experience heartbreak and existential pain.
Ain't no way for me to love you if you won't let me.
you know, Aretha Franklin, you know, always used to use the word real. That was one of her most often used words. You know, she would describe something as being good if it were real. And I sort of interpret that to mean that there's something in the essence of whatever she's discussing or describing that is central to the human condition, you know. And I think that that really is the word that really defined her, because she was so real. There wasn't a lot of artifice in how she sang, in what she sang, and in the subjects that she sang about.
Musician and music author John Kruth.
I can think about, you know, growing up as a kid and seeing, you know, what was happening with civil rights and how Aretha's music played right into that, played into civil rights, played into women's rights, and just how powerful it all was and how beautiful it all was. And I mean, she had a voice like Ray Charles, in the sense that it's one of the lasting voices of all time. And everyone who ever tried to sing, male or female, would always go to Aretha, just the same way they went to Ray. I mean, we all learned how to sing listening to Aretha Franklin records. Though, of course, very few of us could sing like that.
If you